It's the inside track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show, but we caught up with a motorcycle racer here from Wapello, Iowa, Jeff Weichert. Talking with him here for a minute. He's got plans to go to Pikes Peak Hill Climb. Jeff, thanks for talking with us.
Good to talk to you guys.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on and who it's going to benefit.
Well, we're racing Pikes Peak, Colorado, the hill climb this year, and we're doing it for the Michael J. Fox Foundation to try to raise awareness and money for the Parkinson's disease.
That's a great. I'll tell you what, it's a great cause, and Pikes Peak's a great place to go race. So it sounds like you got two good things going on there.
Yeah, it's going to be a real adventure. Pikes Peak is 12 and a half miles long. We start at 9,000 feet, go to 14,000 feet. There's 156 turns. And my class, fast time's around 12 minutes, so we got to average about 60 miles an hour.
156 turns. Mm-hmm. So you can't really, they're rights and lefts, aren't they? So can you, are there more turns one way than another, or are they all the left?
Oh, they're all both, there's right and left turns. And, there's not really any sequence to it or any rhythm to it. It's a couple rights and some lefts, and this is the first year it'll be all blacktop. It's paved all the way up now.
So the bikes that will be there, you said this is USAC sanctioned?
Yeah, USAC rents the road from the National Park Service, and we get a run on it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for practice, and then the race is Sunday, July 8th.
The bikes, your bike that you'll have there and these bikes that you'll be racing against, are they a bike that's unique to the hill climb racing, or is it a bike that maybe would be used for other racing?
My bike is actually a dirt track, flat track bike.
Flat track bike.
Yeah, and a lot of the guys are running flat track bikes. Some of them are running TT bikes. Some of them are running super motards, and there's even some 1200s up there this year. We got like Joe Kopp, ex-professional flat tracker. He'll be out there again this year, and Chris Carr will be out there this year. He's a retired flat tracker. He'll have to go through rookie school with me, even though he's a seven-time national champion.
You know, it's pretty funny. Wanted to just add this. The last motorcycle racer I interviewed was Chris Carr. He was the last motorcycle racer I've had a chance to talk with. So pretty cool. I went from interviewing Chris Carr to you.
Well, that's pretty neat. Chris Carr's a heck of a racer.
He sure is.
Yeah, and I'll be honored just to be in the class with him. We watched him down in Knoxville at one of his last races of his career last year. He raced at Knoxville, and he did a pretty good job down there.
Who you got? You got some sponsors helping you being able to go out there?
Yeah, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. The bike is owned and built and maintained by Payne Cycle Center in Rock Island, Illinois. Matt Payne and Mickey Green are the guys working on the bike, and then they're going to go out with me to Colorado and support me and do all the tuning and stuff on the bike. So, and we're also getting some help from Donnie Camlin, Davey Camlin's dad. He's been to Pikes Peak before, and he's going to help us do a little tuning on the bike and give us some advice. And like I say, we got a lot of help from Weichert Iron Metal. My nephew, he's behind me a lot. He's giving me a lot of financial support.
He's a good guy, that's for sure. I've been around him a little bit from the racing around this area. And Jeff, I appreciate you talking with us for a few minutes on the inside track, and wish you the best of luck at Pikes Peak Hill Climb, and thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you, and I hope everybody gets to come out and watch me go up the hill.
Well, you hope so, too. Thank you.
Thank you.